This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden and Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi on Monday sealed an agreement formally ending the U.S. combat mission in Iraq by the end of 2021, more than 18 years after U.S. troops were sent to the country. Biden and Kadhimi met in the Oval Office for their first face-to-face talks as part of a strategic dialogue between the United States and Iraq. There are currently 2,500 U.S. troops in Iraq focusing on countering the remnants of Islamic State. The U.S. role in Iraq will shift entirely to advising and training the Iraqi military to defend itself. The United States also plans to provide Iraq with 500,000 doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine under the global COVAX vaccine sharing program. Biden said the doses should arrive in a couple of weeks. And the United States will also provide $5.2 million to help fund a UN mission to monitor October elections in Iraq. Major U.S. medical groups are calling for mandatory vaccinations of millions of healthcare workers, saying it's a moral imperative to help curb the spread of the infection of COVID-19. The American Medical Association, the American Nurses Association, and 55 other groups said in a joint statement, quote, "We call for all healthcare and long-term care employers to require their employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Some healthcare organizations have been reluctant to require their workers to get vaccinated, even though they're on the front lines of treating patients. Surveys have shown that less than half of nurses treating patients have been vaccinated, even though they've had ready access to the shots for months. This is VOA.